USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Millions of people across the country affected by wicked winter weather. Meteorologist Bill Cairns.
Now we're at the peak of this massive winter storm. It's massive in size and intensity.
The National Weather Service has issued winter storm, blizzard, and high wind advisories for parts of the western and north central U.S. Some areas could see as much as 2 feet of snow through tomorrow. More than 1,300 flights have been canceled today as a result. The special counsel overseeing a criminal investigation of former President Trump is issuing subpoenas to Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner. The New York Times reports special counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed the two as part of his investigation into Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Former President Trump made a trip to East Palestine, Ohio today, the site of this month's toxic train derailment.
They've been inspired by your strength and your courage and how you've come together to stand up for the families in your area and the families of this village and beyond.
During his visit, Trump also called out the Biden administration's handling of the crash. He said residents need answers and results, and Norfolk Southern needs to fulfill its obligations to the community. China's President Xi is planning to visit Moscow this summer, fueling concerns by the U.S. that China is providing help to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement about the summer summit during a meeting with China's top diplomat. He said relations between the two countries are reaching new frontiers. The Centers for Disease Control recommending that any adult at risk should get the monkeypox vaccine now in case of a future outbreak. Those who are prone to contracting the virus should get the two-shot dose of the vaccine. And it was 43 years ago today that the Miracle on Ice took place at the Lake Placid Olympics. In 1980, the U.S. hockey team beat the heavily favored Soviets 4-3 to earn a berth in the gold medal round. The U.S. team went on to win that gold medal a few days later. This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Will he or won't he run? Former Vice President Mike Pence won't say one way or the other if he's going to join the 2024 GOP presidential race. Speaking on CNBC, all Pence would say is, I'll keep you posted. If he throws his hat in the ring, he'll be running against his former boss, former President Trump. The Georgia grand jury investigating possible election interference by then-President Trump and his allies, recommending indicting more than a dozen people. Emily Kors, foreperson of the Atlanta grand jury, in an interview with NBC correspondent Blaine Alexander.
Would we be surprised? Are there bombshells of who is being recommended for indictment?
I don't think that there are any giant plot twists.
A judge ruled deliberations must remain secret, which limits what she can say about the process. The Pope is warning against the church taking political stances. Pope Francis says the Catholic Church should not be putting conservative or liberal labels on itself like a political party. In his Ash Wednesday address, the Pope said the gospel is not an ideology. Instead, he said choices and traditions need to be evaluated on whether they follow Christ. Thousands of job cuts are coming to Facebook and Instagram. Parent company Meta says they're planning to cut thousands of jobs, even though the CEO predicted there would be no more layoffs. Some company leaders may be moved into lower positions with no direct employees under them. Company insiders expect that some of those whose jobs are changed will eventually quit, helping to trim the workforce. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.